The next patient is Antonio Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic male that is referred to the practice by Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E. For evaluation of the kidney function, period. The patient has a background of arterial hypertension, apparently recently diagnosed and treated, as well as hyperlipidemia. He knows since January of 2022 that he has an abdominal aortic aneurysm that at that time was 3.2 and recently was re-evaluated and is 5.2. The patient was referred to the peripheral vascular surgeon, Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A, and he plans to do an endovascular repair of the AAA. The patient has a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Has been referred to Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G, for evaluation of the pulmonary function and the presence of a solitary lung nodule. He also has history of gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic, period. In September of 2023, the patient had laboratory workup in which the serum creatinine was 3.9 and the cholesterol was 332. He had some proteinuria 2+. The patient has been treated with antihypertensive medication, currently amlodipine and carvedilol. And the blood pressure is under control. The repeated laboratory workup in October, that was a drastic change. In the kidney function, the serum creatinine went down to 1.7, and the estimated EFR was reported in the mid-30s. The urinalysis with 2+ proteinuria. The cholesterol came down after the patient was started on atorvastatin 40 milligrams every day. The cholesterol in October was reported in the mid to 200s. Period. It is extremely difficult to speculate about the changes in the kidney function in a matter of a month. We are going to order the new laboratory workup in order to make a final recommendation. Period. The patient has no history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, heavy smoking, hyperlipidemia as risk factors for nephrosclerosis, period. The patient doesn't have any history of prostatism. And the CT scans fail to show obstruction or alteration in the anatomy of the kidneys. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure today 127 over 83, the patient is 6'3", has a BMI of 29. Following over hyperlipidemia, that is under therapy, following over chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with COPD, and to the CT scan there is a pulmonary nodule, solitary, that is going to be under investigation. Following number, the patient doesn't have any cardiovascular complaints, chest pains, palpitations, skipping beats, or MIs, or alterations in the cardiac rhythm in the past. We're going to order a basic laboratory workup and reevaluate the patient. Afterwards, we invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 30 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.